Proclamation number 7390, dated the August 15th, 1959. Concluding a period of salvation. You can believe without doubt that one period of salvation is coming to an end, for as soon as you are spiritually inclined you will also be able to observe people's development, and then you will not find it difficult to believe that a change has to occur if I don't want to let humanity fall prey to Satan, who is visibly at work. For the purely worldly minded person this is indeed no explanation, because he will not accept a low spiritual level since he is unable to see it. Yet the purpose of earthly existence is not a purely worldly one, but the meaning and purpose of earthly existence rests in the human being's spiritual development, and once this clearly becomes a secondary issue then earthly life has become futile and need no longer be continued by people who totally deny their purpose of existence. But it does not just concern the human being's higher development. The whole of creation shelters spiritual substances within itself which likewise go and should go through this process of development. Consequently, a certain order has to be observed in creation which, however, is being revoked by people, and therefore the creations on earth no longer fulfill the purpose which was assigned to them. An unspiritual human race does not live in accordance with my will, and thus it will not use all available works of creation according to my will but assign them for other purposes which therefore endanger the inherent spiritual being's development or make it impossible. And such an unspiritual human race is presently populating the earth and endangering its continued existence because it no longer lives on earth in keeping with my will but revokes the divine order and lets its own will break through which opposes my plan of salvation. Nevertheless, people's will is free. And thus their behavior and activity will not be opposed. Instead, people themselves will lend a hand to the work of the final destruction. They themselves will hasten the end and don't realize that they nevertheless indirectly proceed in line with my plan of salvation, since due to the work of destruction the process of development of the spiritual substances which are still constrained in the creations will continue, because a new period of salvation will start and take its course in lawful order again, as it is destined by my love and wisdom. The fact that the majority of people do not believe it only demonstrates the low spiritual level, because every spiritually awakened person can see for himself that the present situation on earth cannot go on if one wants to speak of spiritual development. But the few of my own will know that not much time is left until the end because they can see the signs very distinctly which I indicated through word and scripture. The human being must see with spiritual eyes, then humanity's state will be apparent to him. If, however, he only pays attention to the world he will just see economic development and progress. And then he will find it difficult to believe that everything will come to an end, that no one will be able to enjoy the results of his own effort, his possession of worldly goods. He will only ever see the world and its development, and spiritual thoughts will move ever further from his mind the more he observes the world and its progress. But he will be unable to enjoy what the world has to offer for much longer. Very soon he will be able to watch the disintegration, first through my will, through the raging of the elements of nature, and later through human projects. After all, I built my eternal plan of salvation on the basis of people's wrong will, which will give all spirits in the entire universe new possibilities for higher development, because I want to help them achieve spiritual progress. And thus it will come to pass as it is proclaimed, and regardless with how much incredulity you humans look at my predictions, You can expect with certainty that you are approaching tremendous upheavals and that one period of salvation will come to an end and a new one will begin soon. For the time has expired that was granted to the spirits by my love, wisdom and might. And it will come to pass as it has been proclaimed again and again to you humans. Amen.